This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Monetary policy is what the Federal Reserve does, and this is a very important week for it. Let's go now to Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer. Nancy, you were there with Fed Chair Janet Yellen as the interest rate hike came out yesterday. What did she have to say about the moves the Trump administration wants to make on spending and taxes and how they might impact the economy?
Yeah, and she was asked, hey, what would happen if Trump's proposals for tax cuts and a big boost in infrastructure spending were approved by Congress? If they were to actually happen, they could lead to higher inflation. And Yellen was asked, would the Fed raise interest rates faster to counteract that? She said she couldn't comment on a hypothetical situation.
Okay, leaving lots of options open. So let's move on to the main business of yesterday, the rate hike. Why did she say that she and her colleagues decided to move?
Well, she said the economy is strong, ready for a rate hike right now. Inflation is closing in on the Fed's target of 2%. And she said the unemployment rate is continuing to fall.
And there's always that thing with monetary policy. You can push, but not push too hard. You're trying to get the timing right, and it's hard to know how it's going to work. What did people say when they were asking her, hey, is this too soon? Is this too aggressive? Are you tightening too quickly?
Yeah, I mean, some critics of the Fed say wages aren't growing fast enough. Some people are still struggling with low wages. You don't want to pile an interest rate increase on top of that. But Yellen told me wages are starting to rise.
I take that as a signal that we're coming closer to our maximum employment objectives. But productivity is, for those focusing on wage growth, productivity is an additional important factor.
There's quite a debate about this, Mark. Some economists say the recession depressed investment in research and development, and companies just aren't innovating enough, and that's lowering productivity growth.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer, thanks very much.